Dr. Todd here from WFAQLP Mukwonago, your community radio station at 101.3 FM.
Yeah!
And it's my distinct pleasure to introduce you to, once again, Marie Talbert.
Hi, thanks for having us.
And
Carol Pilgrim. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Carol. Welcome back to the radio station. And they're here from the Crazy Quilters. And they're going to talk about the upcoming Quilter Show in Mukwonago, the 37th annual.
Whoa!
So what's the story?
Well, we're excited to share the 37th annual show. This year, our theme is celebrating America for the 250th anniversary or birthday. So hoping that people come out and see the beautiful work that quilters, not only in Mukwonago, but around the surrounding area, have brought in to share with the community.
Okay. And when is it?
The show is March 28th and 29th. The 28th is from 9 till 4 p.m. On the 29th, it's from 10 to 3 at Parkview Middle School in Mukwonago.
And what are the special challenges regarding getting to the show?
Well, this year, we're fortunate to have the show at the middle school, but the middle school is also in the process of constructing a new middle school. So we've usually had some pretty ample parking, but we're going to be a little bit limited this year. And in order to address that, we're going to provide a shuttle service from the Green Ridge Shopping Center running once every half hour.
Got it. So some of the special things going on at the show.
Well, one of the things I'm going to talk about is the bed turning.
Okay.
I have a collection of over 370 quilts in my antique and vintage collection.
Whoa.
And I have pulled about 20 quilts out of there that have something patriotic to them that I'm going to be talking about in my bed turnings. Come and sit down, and in about 30 minutes, I'll show my quilts. And one of my favorite cartoon characters is also going to be featured in it. So come to find out who that character is.
Okay, the suspense builds.
Yes.
Right. Let's run down the list of what else is going on.
First off, we'll have the quilt exhibit. We're expecting to have over 200 quilts on display for the show.
Whoa.
We'll also have live demonstrations. Some of the guild members will demonstrate how to enhance their skills and ability. We have a vendor mall, and I'll let Carol talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
Now working with another guild member, Renee, and currently we have about 20 vendors, and it includes fabrics and patterns and wonderful things for us quilters. So many things that we can want to buy and ideas and inspiration for the future.
Okay.
We also will have a boutique selling items that guild members have made. The proceeds from that go to support a community organization, and this year, Patriot Canines of Wisconsin are going to be the receiver of the money that we earn in the boutique.
So That's great.
And I believe that there'll be a representative from that group at the quilt show on Saturday.
Okay.
We have a bargain bin. That's always a big hit. Guild members go through their sewing stashes and they collect up items that maybe they're not going to use to put them on sale at the bargain bin.
A bit of a rummage sale.
It's kind of a rummage sale. And
come and look for those bargains.
And then we'll have quilt documentation, and we encourage people to tell us a little bit of history about your quilts. Some of the members of the Wisconsin Quilt Museum measure it, take a picture of it, and that information is then put into the Quilt Index of Wisconsin. So you can look anytime. You can go in and see a picture of the quilt maybe that your grandmother made. And
that's connected to the Fabric Museum, right?
Yeah.
In Cedarburg.
It's the Wisconsin Museum of Quilts and Fibers. Arts in Cedarburg, and the project is called the Wisconsin Quilt History Project.
So we ask if you have an interest to go on to the museum's website, and they have a section on documentation. In fact, they have a link to the Mukwonago Crazy Quilt Show, so they can sign up to have a schedule, an appointment to have their quilt documented. You can also have your quilt appraised. And
Allison Rainboth is a certified quilt appraiser from Berlin, Wisconsin. And the quilt appraisals are slightly different than the quilt documentation.
Okay.
And those are available, and I believe that those are $65.
Perfect.
And every year the guild makes a raffle quilt, and this year's quilt is just amazing.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Oh, it's
called Eureka.
Eureka, right.
Yeah, I was one of the helpers with putting that quilt together. It has lots of greens and blues, and it just sparkles on the white backgrounds.
Can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Possibly will. win it.
That's correct. Yes. Raffle tickets are 6 for $5 or $1 a piece.
And then lunch is provided by
Mama Bear's. Wonderful food.
Mm-hmm.
Yummy. Yummy, okay. Yummy stuff.
So how much is it to get in?
It's $8 for one day, $10 for a two-day pass.
Cash only.
Cash only, that's okay. Correct.
And where can people find out more?
They can go to...
WannaGoCrazyQuilters.com/quiltshow.
That's correct.
I happen to know that. Once again, Parkview Middle School, 930 North Rochester Street in beautiful downtown Muckwonago, March 28th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., March 29th from 10 a.m. until 3. Thank you so much, Maureen.
Thank you for having us here.
Yes, and Carol.
And thank you. It's been a pleasure to meet you.
Awesome. Good to see you there. Thank you.